Two prominent members of Congress are calling for the temporary suspension of a program that turns over excess military equipment to civilian law enforcement agencies. That's after the Government Accountability Office launched a sting operation and managed to convince DOD to transfer equipment to a federal agency that doesn't exist. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has details.
Officials from the Defense Logistics Agency told Congress last week that they've taken several steps to shore up the integrity of the Law Enforcement Support Office so that it's less susceptible to fraud, and that they're confident that controlled equipment could not fall into the wrong hands today. But two top Democrats on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, the ranking Democrat for the full committee, and Madeleine Bordayo, the ranking member on the Readiness Subcommittee, weren't sufficiently comforted by those assurances. They say DLA needs to stop its programs dealing with controlled items until the agency has completely solved the internal control problems GAO identified. Congresswoman Bordayo.
Not only does it highlight the negligence with which DLA treated property procured with taxpayer dollars, but it demonstrates a dangerous vulnerability that could compromise the safety of the American people. I am deeply disturbed by the prospect that a malicious individual or organization could procure DOD property, especially controlled items. Understanding that this is likely a result of a combination of issues, including inadequate protocols and safeguards, insufficient training, and potential cultural errors, I expect to dig down on how this program needs to be reformed.
According to GAO, its investigators were able to get $1.2 million worth of excess DOD property that's not available to the general public by posing as a fake federal agency, going so far as to set up a website for that non-existent federal agency and filling out the application forms to join the LESO program. The process took several months, but DLA officials eventually approved the application without having spoken with or met any of the purported agency officials they were dealing with. Zena Merritt, the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management at GAO, says the office obtained more than 100 pieces of controlled property, ranging from night vision goggles to specialized gun optics and simulated pipe bombs,
which could be potentially lethal if modified with commercially available items. Images of these items are pictured on the graphic boards here in the hearing room today. Specific weaknesses highlighted in our report include DLA's internal controls for verifying and approving federal agency applications and enrollment in the program were not adequate, specifically LESO's reliance on electronic communications without verification does not allow it to properly vet applicants. Second, our testing identified deficiencies in the transfer of control property, such as DLA personnel not routinely requesting and verifying identification of individuals picking up property.
DLA officials say they fully realized their internal controls weren't adequate and that they had already started to make improvements at the time GAO started its investigation. But since then, the agency says it's expedited those improvements. For starters, according to Mike Scott, DLA's Deputy Director for Logistics Operations, it's told all 30 federal agencies that participate in the program that they'll have to name an executive-level point of contact at their headquarters to conduct any discussions with DLA about obtaining excess military property. And DLA will insist on signed memoranda of understanding and face-to-face meetings with those contacts at the law enforcement agency's headquarters to verify that they're eligible.
Additionally, DLA has strengthened the internal approval process for enrolling federal agencies. First, we have designated a federal LEA liaison to manage the application process. Second, DLA will utilize the FBI's National Crime Information Center, or NCIC, database to verify the legitimacy of all organizations. Finally, the LESO program manager is now required to approve all federal applications as a second-level internal review. With regard to the GAO findings on process weakness for verification of customer identity and the type and quantity of property issued, we have taken the following actions. First, we immediately conducted remedial training at the sites GAO visited. Second, we mandated reinforcement training at all 103 of our disposition sites. Third, we added this topic as an emphasis item to our existing compliance program, which includes, among other things, no-notice spot inspections and a DLA headquarters management review.
But DLA has yet to finish several of the steps it told GAO that it would implement in response to the audit findings. The agency is only midway through a comprehensive workforce retraining program that's designed to make sure that employees, for example, demand identification from purported law enforcement employees who are picking up equipment. Nor has DLA conducted a fraud risk assessment of the overall program, though Scott says the agency's inspector general is preparing to launch one. And Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, a Democrat from New Hampshire, says it's baffling that the controls were as lax as they were to begin with.
Because it seems to me that there's more red tape to open up a donut shop than there is to get this equipment, or that there was. And I'm puzzled as to how the rules and regulations could have been so loose that they were able to create this fictitious agency to receive this material. And you say, and I'm glad that you're doing that, that now you've identified a point of contact and you have all these steps there. But common sense says they should have been there at the beginning. The people who drafted this clearly are not competent enough to handle this work. And so I'm not comfortable with the answer of, well, you know, we're going to go back and we have several possibilities. This is a question of competence. This was a serious job. And they failed the people of this country.
Scott says to date, he has seen no evidence that anyone besides GAO was able to scam the program to get their hands on excess military equipment without a valid law enforcement need. He also said the agency already would have required applicants to jump through extra hoops if they were requesting items like firearms or aircraft. Nonetheless, he offered no excuses for the lax procedures GAO found in its investigation.
We view it just as seriously. The other things that have been reviewed here, and again, our view of those controls was that we did have the controls in place. That clearly is not the case. But the program has also been reviewed by other external folks as well. There have been previous GAO reports. We've had an independent review of the program by the RAND Corporation. And it doesn't make it any better, but the external reviews also did not identify these deficiencies. Now that we know them, we are all over it to make sure it never happens again.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.